I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You're on The Burt Show.
I want to try something new this morning. Just now hit me. I'm going to call this the one-person debate. Okay, Mo, you are a debate team. Cassie, I want you to grab a mic. You are going to be a debate team here also, okay? I am going to run a clip that has been going viral on TikTok for the last couple of weeks. And Cassie, I would like you to argue the woman's point here. And Mo, I would like you to debate the man's point here, okay?
Okay.
All right, so random dude out on the street, he's got his mic, and he asks simple questions here. Is it disrespectful if your man likes bikini photos from random women? She said, of course. And then he asks, well, do you post bikini photos of yourself? And she said, yes. And they're both looking at each other like, well, isn't that kind of the same thing? Aren't they both disrespectful?
No, I don't think they are the same thing. So posting bikini photos, when you date someone, like if you date me, you don't own my body. You don't get exclusive rights to look at it. I'm not going to wear like a bed sheet head to toe. I'm going to live in the world. I'm going to be proud of my body. It took me a long time to learn to love it. So if part of that is putting myself in a bikini on display for other women to see and to empower themselves and look at different body types, I'm going to do that. You liking photos of other women is engaging in other women in a sexual way or a way that implicates that you want to be with them when you are dating me, and we have agreed to be exclusive. Me putting my body online to empower other women is not detrimental to our relationship, but you engaging with other women behind my back on Instagram in that kind of seedy way is detrimental to our relationship.
Okay, representing Mo State University. You're sticking up for men here.
Okay, while I don't think that it is the same thing, it's not. I do think that you have to keep the same energy for reason being, right? As a man, I know we think differently, but at the same time, it's not technically engaging, I feel like, if you like a picture of another woman. It doesn't say I want to be with you. It simply just means I like the picture. And for whatever reason that women like to post bikini pictures, especially if you're my girl and other men like it, and I have to now see these other men liking your pictures and I see how it may make you feel better, I think it's only right for you on the other turn to allow me to give those other women that same experience and feeling that you're getting, because you are now taking that away from those women, and that is not right at the end of the day.
Wow. That is impressive.
I'm exhausted.
You want to take the rest of the morning off?
Yeah, I think that's all I got.
I felt like you kind of blacked out halfway through there.
I had to.
But you did it.
Cassie came strong, man. I was intimidated.
So how do you guys really feel? I mean, essentially, they're both kind of thirst traps, aren't they?
I'm with Cassie on this. I think engaging with it is completely different than putting out a photo. I've actually had this conversation with one of my old coworkers from my last job because I posted a bikini photo and he said, hey, did you feel like I was like hitting on you in some kind of way by me liking this? And I said, no, because we have the relationship where we're friends and I know that you liking it just means that you're supporting it. But if you're some guy who slid into my DMs a couple of times and I see you have a girlfriend or a wife and you like it, that means something completely different.
Kristen.
Yeah. Wow. Both arguments were very strong. I feel like if you are in a secure relationship, then none of it matters.
Yeah,
he can like pictures.
Who's really in those?
He can like pictures of women, and you can post pictures of your body, and it doesn't matter.
As a general rule, though, so
I would not be happy if my husband liked bikini pictures on Instagram.
And well, let's take Bart out of it because he doesn't care about anything.
True.
He's so even keel about everything.
Yeah.
But would most men be bothered that their women are showing, you know, are posting bikini pictures, but they've already made it, like, known that, but you're not allowed to like anybody else's bikini picture.
See, that's the thing. Like, I posted, I know we have to take Bart out of it, but I can only talk about what I know. And I have posted bikini pictures on my Instagram, and my husband has had no qualms about it whatsoever.
So let's take a look at them, right? Because I thought this was really, really interesting. Because if you do like a bikini photo, right, and you're a dude, you're essentially saying, hey, I think you look hot. You look great, right? Now, if you're in a relationship with somebody, you would never say that to another woman. It would be disrespectful. Verbally, it would be disrespectful, right?
Especially in front of your current.
So why wouldn't the heart be just as disrespectful? And if you're a woman and you're in a committed relationship also, isn't the bikini picture just a kind of a thirst trap? Like, hey, tell me I look good?
I think there are so many variables. Like, how is a bikini pic different from a new haircut pic? Like, you want people to tell you you look good.
I mean, come on.
You're wearing it in public, though. I mean, if it was a bra and underwear, I would feel differently because that's kind of a bedroom outfit. And if that's not your normal MO, then that's weird.
Women are wearing underwear as their, like, formal attire now out.
Well, what I'm saying is, like, I think it's okay to, like, seek validation if that's what it does it for you. Like, if you feel insecure and you need validation online, post that picture, but it's your body. You get to post whatever you want.
That's the problem. Like, where it differs is by you being like, you can't post bikini pictures. It feels like we're policing women's bodies.
So you're policing men's opinions then also?
No. Nobody says don't look. Nobody is saying you can't look at the picture. I mean, maybe some women are, you're on there looking. We're saying don't engage with it because we don't want you to go down that rabbit hole. Because if you double tap and it's a like, she can slide into your DMs and y'all can start chatting.
But you're opening up that same avenue for other random dudes when you're posting yours.
Absolutely.
If you are in a relationship and you went to a bar, would you hit on a woman?
Of course not.
No.
So the double tap and the like on a woman you don't know, let's be clear, a stranger, not like in Abby's situation, a complete stranger, is akin to flirting.
So I feel like it really kind of come down to what does the like actually mean?
Yeah. Right?
Because I remember being in a relationship once and I got hit in the head, like playfully, because we were at a beach and I caught a look and she didn't like that. She felt like, why? Like, how dare you? But I'm like, at the same time, you're in your bathing suit. I'm a guy. I have to watch other guys thirst over you being in your bathing suit, and I can't say a thing about it. I have to deal with that. So if they can have the look and you're giving them the look, then why can't I have the look? But to me, it felt like it should go both ways. The security should be on both ends, not just hers. But if you take a like as like you're actually coming on to her, then I guess that would be the problem. Whereas I think like a lot of men see the like as I just like the picture. I'm not telling her I want to be with her. I just thought it was a nice picture.
Tommy?
I have an answer. I have a problem solved. I would like, on behalf of all men, to request from all the social medias that you put in a empower button. That way we can click empower. We don't have to click like, and we don't get in trouble.
I don't hate it.
Okay.
I kind of love it.
The empower button.
So what if you just write the word empower instead of like?
In the comments.
In the comments.
Now you're commenting? We're breaking up.
So if you write the word empower.
I'm kidding.
Okay.
I'm totally kidding.
They just comment, I respect you as a woman.
You're on The Burt Show.